Good morning. Hope you all had a great week. And I know I always say this, but this is really going to be quick. Last week, I talked about, you know, seeking therapy or whatever, because a lot of us need therapy, and it doesn't mean that we're crazy. We just need somebody to talk to. And I let a little bit out about myself. But another thing that I realized about myself is growing up single parent, a lot of things that I do now to the day contributed to how I was raised. Like I said, I wasn't raised with a lot of affection, but I knew my mom loved me. My entire life, my mom has worked two jobs just to make me and my sister happy. My sister's dad was living with us before he passed, but he wasn't my dad. But growing up, my mom, one thing I figured out, another thing about myself, I could see me and my mom. My mom never made a lot of time for a lot of stuff, but she would help people. She would always help people. Right now to the day, that's just who she is. She'll work, get paid, and she'll give up her whole check for somebody just because they say they need help. That's just who my mom is. And growing up, like I said, she always had two jobs. She worked all day, come home from one job, eat, and go back to another one. She was telling me how to prepare the food, and I would do it at an early age. So I kind of see a little bit of it in me now to the day, because my mom always was a go-getter. She always worked hard. Always work. So a lot of that is in me, and me trying or making moves towards being in a relationship. I kind of see me in my mom growing up. She was always working, always finding something to do. But she has the biggest heart in the world, but she stayed busy. Okay, now, this week, the podcast is pretty much the weekly wrap-up. I'm going to start doing this more. When I do the weekly wrap-up, I'll talk about what has happened during the past week and just give my take on what has happened. Okay. Now, first of all, Trump, it's crazy that we live in a world from, you know, the January 6th event or whatever, when the people attacked the Capitol. I mean, they're finding all these reasons that Trump kind of pushed the people to go and do it. But it's crazy that everybody else's name is being called out. Trump's name is being called out too, but they haven't brought him to the stand yet. I just think that's crazy. But that's just the world we live in, you know. It's just being African-American or people, a person of color, you don't have the same opportunities as a white person. They're going to get away with things that you can't get away with. So a lot of you need to tell your black boys, like, look, it's like this. It's like being in a baseball game. A white guy go up to bat. He has three strikes to strike out. A black man growing up now, he goes to bat. He already got one strike and one foul ball. We can't look at that as two strikes. So he doesn't have the room to maneuver to make a mistake. And I repeat this. A white man going up to bat have an empty count. Black man going up to bat, he already has two balls, one and a half to two strikes. He mess up one time, it's probably over for him. So a lot of y'all raising young black men, you need to let them know that, hey, you almost got a full count coming into this world being a African-American man or a man of color. You have a full count. So just make better choices. Next thing, Dr. Fauci, which I don't trust anyway. You know, he's just the mouthpiece for COVID. And he's caught COVID. And he's now like the mouthpiece for monkeypox. Now, he's saying that being a gay man, you're more likely to get monkeypox. I don't know. I'm a heterosexual man. I don't engage in gay activities. But to play devil's advocate, it's kind of unfair to just throw this disease on gay men when you really don't know for sure if it's a gay disease. It's a little unfair. And heterosexual men, if you like women only, please understand this. If you like women only and you're into anal, that's like the first cousin to being a gay man. You like women, but you like anal. That's the first cousin to male-on-male sex. I'm just saying. Now, Biden has caught COVID again. It's just our president, he can't catch a break. Last week, he fell off a bike. No, maybe 2 weeks ago, he fell off a bike. Now he's caught COVID again. His ass almost 100 years old. And trust and believe, they would do anything to make sure Joe Biden beats whatever. No matter what it is, they would do anything. Because we got to understand, he has a black vice president. Joe Biden could be in a car accident. And damn near his whole body could be cut in half. Trust me. It's a doctor out there right now that will come up with something to make sure Joe Biden survives and live through these 4 years before they give the power to a black woman. So if you're afraid that something's going to happen to Joe, don't be afraid. They will do whatever to make Joe survive. Now, Joe could go catch cancer. Well, not catch cancer. He could develop cancer. Trust and believe. All these years, cancer has been floating around, and there's never been a cure. But before a black woman is moved up to be the president of the free world instead of the vice president, they will find a cure for cancer. Trust me. Whatever it takes, they will do it. But they will not let Kamala Harris become the vice president. That's just what I think. Now, another thing in the news. I saw this on the news. I'm not really a news guy, but I'm going to start doing a news wrap-up and give my take on it. City buildings are being secured with metal detectors. City buildings. That's like downtown, you know, like in your bigger cities, the downtown buildings. But I don't understand. Why would you make city buildings secured before you start at some of the schools? Because that's where the killings are. Why go for the city buildings? But guess what? Most of the people that are making the laws, they're in the city buildings. So they're protecting themselves. Their kids go to private schools, which probably already has protection. But the regular kid going to public school really needs the protection. But guess what they're doing? They're taking care of themselves. But I think this country has enough money to make sure schools are weapon-proof entering a school. Because if we have money every few years to send to war, the countries that's going to war, we have money to take care of people right here on our own land. Now, the Ukraine-Russia war, look at all the money we sent over there. We still have schools here. School shootings are still going on. They're not banning assault rifles. So why don't you just get the schools weapon proof or metal detectors to scan before? Last but not least, Brittany Griner is still locked up. I hope she makes it home. But let this be a lesson, people. And if you have children, let them know. If you go into somebody else's country, I've been to a few countries, you have to go by their rules, their laws. I see people over here all the time upset about Brittany Griner. They should let her come home. Yeah, I feel that way too. Oh, is no, why is she over there this long for a vape cartridge? When you go in somebody else's home, you got to go by their rules. I don't care what it is. That's just like somebody entering your house with mud on their shoes. You tell them, okay, you can come in my house, but you got to wipe your shoes, your feet at the door. But they say they try to be big and bad to walk into your house and not wipe their feet off. If that happens, it's going to be some consequences before people track mud in your home. Your rules are to clean your feet at the door. Russia's rules were no drugs in this country. I understand she has a medical issue or whatever, but you're entering somebody else's country slash home, so you have to go by their rules. And if she's been playing over there for years, she should have known the rules. But saying all this, I really hope that Brittany Griner comes home, because at the end of the day, she is a female. She's a female, and you know, I'm a little soft when it comes to women, even though she's a gay woman. And Brittany, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to end it, but I hope you don't get offended by it. Brittany Griner has her breast removed, okay? Now, I don't know about her vagina or whatever. I know you can have that surgery. But I know one thing, the situation she's in now, she better keep that vagina. Because I know one thing for a fact, pussy will sell when bread won't. All right, that's my time. Thanks for listening. I hope you guys tune in again to listen to me rant next week for about 10 minutes of your time.